This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 18. Separate Ways. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 36. This is the account of the family line of Esau, that is, Edom. Esau took his wives from the women of Canaan, Ada, daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Aholibamah, daughter of Anah, and granddaughter of Zibeon the Hivite, also Basemath, daughter of Ishmael, and sister of Nebaioth. Ada bore Eliphaz to Esau, Basemath bore Reuel, and Aholibamah bore Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These were the sons of Esau, who were born to him in Canaan. Esau took his wives and sons and daughters, and all the members of his household, as well as his livestock and all his other animals, and all the goods he had acquired in Canaan, and moved to a land some distance from his brother Jacob. Their possessions were too great for them to remain together. The land where they were staying could not support them both because of their livestock. So Esau, that is Edom, settled in the hill country of Seir. We live in an increasingly mobile world today. Brothers and sisters, parents and children often live in very different places. This can happen because we settle in a place after attending college there. Or perhaps we move to start a new job. But sometimes families go in different directions because of hurt and heartache. Esau and Jacob had had a rocky relationship. At one point, Esau had wanted to kill his younger brother. Although they had reconciled and joined together in grief over their father's death, the Bible's portrayal of the rivalry between their descendants suggests that the brothers' relationship remained somewhat strained. So it's not surprising that they would go separate ways. Settling in different places allowed both Jacob and Esau to enjoy material prosperity. But Esau moved away from his brother in another, more crucial way. By taking his wives from the women of Canaan, Esau signaled his ambivalence toward Jacob's God. The real tragedy of Esau's move is not the distance from his brother, but his distance from God. Our mobile society offers challenges to maintaining family relationships. But even more important is the need to help one another seek God's saving grace in Jesus Christ. May we encourage one another never to move away from that blessing. Pray with me. Father God, you bless us in so many ways. Help us to remain close to one another, and especially to you, in Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.